Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I don't really intend to, but I'd say about half the dinners I eat are actually vegetarian. And for full-time as well as part-time vegetarians, spring is a fabulous season, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino, the options are nearly endless.
Yes, for vegetarians, they're coming off of a proverbial drought through the winter.
Yeah.
And all the good stuff is popping up. I know you've got some great ideas for vegetarian-themed dishes.
Yeah, let's start with a pasta.
Okay, there's a great pasta sauce called puttanesca.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the origins are slightly not ready for prime time,
Yeah. But
the flavors are delicious, and serve puttanesca sauce over pasta or spiralized vegetables. That's my wife's favorite thing is the not pasta, zucchini spiral.
Well, talk us through it. How would you do this?
So you basically, you know, you're going to have some spring onion bulbs, some minced green garlic, capers, chili flakes, and olive oil. I mean, it's really just a quick saute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't need to overdo that. Toss in a little white wine, cut up some spring onion greens, throw in some beautiful olives, cook it a little while. Finish in by stirring in your pasta and a cup of pasta water, a little shredded arugula, chopped parsley. Toss it all together and you're done.
It sounds like we've been shopping in the vegetable section for this one.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it seems to me a soup shouldn't be too difficult.
No. This is very easy. So lemon-like tortellini soup with spinach and dill is like sort of this perfect, I think, springtime thing. Greek inspiration. You've got eggs and lemon in the broth. Just to start, you're going to trim up some really mature spinach, chop it coarsely, heat up some vegetable broth, cook the tortellini in that, which will give them great flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fish them out, divide them up, and then just whisk together eggs, the juice of two lemons, add a little warm broth to temper, you know, gently keeping the eggs from scrambling.
Yeah.
And then once it's warmed up, you know, add the broth to the pot, stir in, you know, and then you're just going to add the spinach, add the dill, pour it over the tortellini, and you're done.
Oh, wow, that sounds tremendous. Now, if I was feeling like having something a little more substantial, what would you recommend?
Well, you know we talk about this all the time, but there's nothing wrong with just a vegetable pot pie.
It'll stick to your ribs.
And I think, you know, I think it's just the best, easiest to do, just a single top crust.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a mushroom fan, certainly portobello mushrooms make a great add to this. Carrots, onions, potatoes, you know, and it's basically just sauteing them up till they're soft. You're going to add some broth. And cooked lentils, of course, some minced garlic, a little miso would be great.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you're done. You know, and put it all together, and you're good.
Yeah, lentils give such a wonderful sense of body to it.
Right.
Now, if we wanted to do a dessert real quick, what would you recommend?
You know, it's easy, right? I think I would say peel and cut some apples, put them in a bowl with blueberries, mix up some sugar, lemon juice, a bit of flour, and baking spices. You put it in a baking dish, you mix up your crumble,
yeah,
and then you throw it on top. Rolled oats, a little bit of flour, brown sugar, that's perfect. You need a stick of melted butter, and in the oven it goes.
Oh boy, a great vegetarian meal. We're going to put this on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.